The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
See if you can clap in time this time. Ready? Wait for it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, welcome.
Oh, look at
how them. How you doing? Oh. Welcome to Castrol Chaos. 6 episodes and they still can't clap in time.
Thoroughbreds, that's what they are, thoroughbreds. Hello and welcome to another classic podcast game show. It's Castrol Chaos.
But not only that, it's the final episode in this series of Castrol Chaos.
If you don't know what happens in the show so far, this is what happens. We've got a colossal amount of money in the goldfish bowl over here behind us.
Yes, and we could be keeping our own fee or you could be winning it.
Yeah, so basically we're going to be playing loads of different games and you could win our fee. We could go home with absolutely nothing, and that
look,
does happen.
Listen, look, there it is, the fish bowl. There's our fee.
As always, £200! Right, each week we have a celebrity guest and we've been trawling social media, yeah, and asking you who you want.
Yeah, well, it's hard. It's quite difficult. When you're launching something that's new and people don't know what it is or how amazing it is, like this is, then people don't necessarily want to get involved yet. So we have to go onto social media.
Yes.
We slide into our DMs.
And these are the kind of people you asked for that we DM'd and asked if they wanted to join us on the show. H from Steps.
I know. Yeah.
Tina, Joe and Bradley, S Club 3. Oh, yes. Ian Sterling, our lovely friend. Lizzo Mazimba.
From Newsround.
Mr. Blobby. Yeah. Emily Atack. Even Matt Lucas. We asked them all. And they were all too busy. So instead, this week, we have got the best guest we've had this series.
Yeah, all those celebrities told us to get stuffed. So instead, we've got the biggest guest for you. It's my brother Jim. Yeah! It's
Jim.
Hey, listen. Wait. Let me ask. Stop. Let me just ask the audience. Do you want Lizzo Mazimba?
Yeah.
Do you want Jim, my brother?
Yeah.
Hold on. Why has your brother got a face like a slapped ass?
Let's ask him. Jim, are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Yes. Now, would you tell everyone why are you here tonight?
I live around the corner.
And why else are you doing it for tonight?
I've got nothing better to do with my life.
Anyway, welcome, Jim. You're very welcome to Castrol Chaos.
Yes.
Very excited to have you here. And thank God you're here. Otherwise, this bit of the show would be quite empty, really, wouldn't it?
Are you ready to play?
Yeah!
Let's do it for the very last time. Here we go.
Castrol Chaos!
And the first game today.
Oh. Ooh, now, that sound means that we're going to dive into the audience with £5 of our money and try not to give it away.
Yes.
We're going to ask you a quick fire fiver question. If you get it right, then you win our fee.
Right, okay. Down into the audience, Dom goes. Who's he going to go for?
Let's go
it's busy
audience.
Today. Look, there's a lot
go
of them.
Towards the back, okay.
There must be nearly 100.
Oh, no, look who else I found. What? I found my other brother, Tim.
How weird.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Hi, Tim. Why's Jim up there and not you?
He's much better at this kind of thing.
Okay. Well, listen, this will be the only time in my entire life that I will let you have £5 of my own money. So here's a true or false. Jim is a DJ who goes by the name of DJ Ding Dong and has a residency serving dim sum at Ping Pong. That's DJ Ding Dong serving dim sum at Ping Pong. Is this true or is it false?
Yes, it definitely is.
Okay, let's find out if it's true or false.
It's true.
It's true? What?
£5? Unbelievable. I've just given my own brother £5.
Well, he can buy you a pint
later. I just bought him a flipping pint.
Jim, expand on this story. What is this DJing with dim sum at ping pong?
Are you known as DJ Ping Pong?
Ding dong.
No.
No, you're not. So it's false. Right, give me my fiver back. So, oh, no, he's legged it.
He's gone to the bar already, man.
Right, so now you know how the game show works. This is your opportunity to win some money, to win our money, and to get us to walk away here with absolutely nothing. So let's crack on with the first round, which is called...
How much can I fit in my mouth?
And for this game, it's going to be myself versus who? Jim, pick someone from the audience.
Pick someone. Who's it going to be?
Does anyone really not want to get involved?
Oh, the pointing at someone at the back there. There's fingers pointing.
Oh, there's fingers pointing.
There's someone back there that's been highlighted that I can't turn down there. Whoever these people are pointing at.
Here he comes. Give him a big...
So, Dom, take your seat because you're playing this one. Take your seat, please, sir. Hello, checkered shirt man. Welcome to Cash From Chaos. Who are you?
My name is Tom.
Your name is Tom? Why were they pointing so much? You obviously really don't like going on stage, no?
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday! Come on! Come on, Tom. How old are you today?
28.
28! You old git. Anything nice for your birthday?
A Switch.
A Switch? What, like a light Switch?
A Nintendo
He's
Switch.
So old. No, Richard McCoy's 43,
Not
everybody.
Yet. August.
He doesn't know what a Switch is.
Yes. Okay. How much can I fit in my mouth? And today, they'll be putting cream eggs in their mouth.
Ah. Now... The reason why we're using cream eggs is because at some point this year, when you've listened to this, it will have been Easter. So that's why we do it. If you're listening at Christmas, these are Christmas eggs.
Yeah.
The only difference is you have to put these into your mouth whole yes. and not crunch them up.
No, don't crunch them, okay? So you've got to try and fit as many of them in your mouth. The person that fits the most in will be the winner of Jim. Put your hand into the fishbowl here. Pull out some feed. There's £200 in there at the moment. No, we've lost five, so there's £195 in there. What have you got, Jim? What have you got?
Five. 10, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Come on, 25 quid. Come on, Dom.
Okay.
We've got to win this
I'm
one.
I'm doing it for the boys.
We've lost too many this series.
I know. Don't worry, that £25 is going to be ours. I promise you that. When I was younger, I used to be able to fit my fist in my mouth.
Yeah, all right.
So
we don't want to know about
that. Okay.
Right. Tom, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Each time you put an egg in your mouth, you have to shout out, sucking eggs. Got it?
Sucking eggs.
Sucking eggs. Right. Are you ready, Tom?
I am.
3, 2, 1, go.
Sucking eggs.
That's one.
Sucking eggs.
That's two. Oh. He's dropped one on the floor. Oh, wipe it a bit. 2 second rule, it's fine. This is three. Is he going to be able to fit three in? I think that was sucking eggs. He's got three and he's going to go for four. Come on, Tom. He's got four in. Kenny, are you going to try for five? Four cream eggs in his mouth. No. He ended with four eggs. Tom got four cream eggs in his mouth. He spat them all back out, and they've come out as one. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Did it taste nice?
Yeah.
All right, Tom, good.
Right.
It's your father day.
I've got a strategy about this, Tom.
Oh.
So strategy is, first one goes right to the back, ignoring the gag reflex.
Oh, yeah.
So this one's going to touch the epiglottal. The other one's going to nestle next side to this epiglottal.
Yeah, all right.
One in each cheek and one by the incisors.
Look, whatever you do, just don't let me down. We got 25 quid at stake here,
okay,
mate.
Here we go.
£12.50, that's mine. Right.
Strategy.
Are you ready? Okay, Dom, here he goes. Let's start. Remember, sucking eggs each time you put one in your mouth. 3, 2, 1, go. One.
Fucking eggs.
Here's for two.
Fucking eggs.
I beg your pardon.
Eggs.
That's three. He's going for four for 25 quid. It's a draw. It's going to be a draw if he gets this in. Right, it's a draw at the moment. Four all. Will Dom fit number five in his mouth? Tom just missed out on putting five in. Dom's going for it. Is it going in? You've got to be able to say... He's trying to push it in. Is there any, he's got to say sucking eggs. Oh! Dom wins. He got five in his mouth. We keep... £25. Cheers, Tom. Thanks anyway. Good sport, good sport. There he goes. Round of applause for Tom, everyone. £25 back into the fishbowl. Thank you very much. Well done, Dom. Oh, good lad.
Oh, it was all right, wasn't it?
Was it nice?
Those sucking eggs.
Sucking eggs.
Right then, let's move on to the next round.
Yes, it's cool.
Slappity head.
Slappity head. And for this game, we need somebody from the beautiful audience. Jim, will you pick someone from the audience to come out and play Slappity head?
There was someone that turned up late, and I think they should get involved.
Who was the latecomer?
Was it Shannon? Shannon or Sharon? Shannon?
How do you know her name?
I think, I think it was Shannon there.
Come on then, this way please. Round of applause for Shannon.
So, Slappity head. Okay, basically, this is how it works. In a moment, I'll be going over to my brother and I'll be slapping his head. And I'll be playing a famous theme tune on his head. You have to simply guess what that theme tune is. The first one to honk in and guess correctly...
Hold on, there is no honker.
Ah, yes, sorry, we can't afford that. First season, you have to say honk.
Honk.
Honk. Good. First one to honk in with the correct answer wins. How much, Jim?
50.
Oh! £15 for every single correct answer. Sharon, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. No shouting out, otherwise we'll kill you.
Please shout out.
Here we go. Ready? Bit harsh.
Honk. Honk.
Yes.
Honk.
Yes.
I've been pressing it for the last 5 minutes.
Yes.
Blue Peter.
Is it Blue Peter? Let's have a listen. Ready? It's Blue Peter. Well done, mate. Very good.
15 quid back into the fishbowl. Thank you very much.
That's our money we've just won back. That's not your money, Sharon.
How much for the next one, Jim? Put your hand in the fishbowl. Is it going to be more? Is it going to be less? We've got our £15 back. That's good. Oh, it's only a tenner. Fine.
Tenner. Okay, then.
Okay, listening.
Listen very carefully. The first one to honk in gets a chance to win £10.
Okay. I don't have a clue.
That's not honk. You've got to say honk. Honk! Honk!
Yes, yes.
Got it.
Come on then.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Is it Strictly Come Dancing? Here we go.
This is not, I'm not cheating, by the way.
Ready?
Hey. Am I right?
Hey. It is Strictly Come Dancing, £10.
£10 back into the fishbowl. Come on, Shannon, you've got to... Hold on, let's just make sure a honker's still... Is your honker still working? It's gone a semitone lower.
Come on, Sharon.
Is this last one? How much money are we playing for, Jim, this time? Okay. He's putting his hand in the fishbowl. He's swirling it around. There's some coins in there as well, so get what you want. It's going to be... Oh, there's some coins. It's a fair whack of money this time.
Oh, well, yeah, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, £20.
20 quid. Okay, go for it, Dom.
Here we go. Ready. Okay. Calm. Here we go. Ready?
Listening.
Ready.
You can't play this with your...
That's not honking, Shannon. Honk before you answer. Do you want to honk?
No.
Do you know the answer, yes or no?
No.
Well, does anyone know what it was? Match of the day!
Oh, well done, sir. Was it match of the day?
Oh, hang on, wait. Jim wants to do his own version on his cheeks. Yeah! It's match of the day. Well done, Jim. Thank you very much, Sharon. That money goes back into our goldfish bowl. Shannon. It's all over.
Shannon, everybody. Well done, anyway. So we kept our money, which means the money in the pot is still standing at £195. It's all to play for.
So, as we hurtle right towards our next round, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and jelly spoons, boys and twirls, it's time for...
Quick Quid Minute.
Where we dive into all of you peasants and we give you some money.
They're not peasants. They're lovely audience.
Yeah, some of them are peasants. If you get the question right, you will win a quid.
Right, we're coming into the audience. Start the clock. What's Wolf from Gladiators doing now?
Advertising stuff in the Argos catalogue.
No, he runs a gym in New Zealand called Wolf's Gym. So there you go.
Okay. Officially, how many mums have been to Iceland?
5.
The answer was at least 4. Should we give it to her?
Yeah!
All right, well done. You get a quid. Well done.
What's the main economic factor in the decline of the ninja industry?
The what? The ninja industry?
Ninja industry.
Oh, sword rustiness?
No, the collapse of the throwing star manufacturing sector.
Okay, out of all of the letters in the alphabet, which one is snog, marry, and avoid?
Oh, what? Three.
Three? What alphabet were you taught at school? You're what?
Dyslexic.
Well, what excuse is that? That's a number.
Oh, there goes the who.
Actually, the answers were snog X, marry A, and avoid Q. The number three wasn't there. But I'll give you a quick, because I'm dyslexic as well. Well done. There you are.
Hold on, Dom. I was just about to start that next question, but the who to win, because it's the final show of the series, we'll ask one more to this gentleman here. What's your name?
James.
Has sliding into DMs killed the art of flashing?
From personal experience.
Mind your own business. There we are, that was Quick Quid Minute. How many did you give away? How many did you give away, Dom?
What?
How many did you get? I gave
two.
Two. So £2 gone. So human calculator, what we left with? £193 left in the fishbowl. Right, our next game, hurtling on with...
Pissy Mouth.
Yes, Pissy Mouth. So we need another member of the audience to play Pissy Mouth, Jim. Who's it going to be?
I feel like I want facial hair. Is there a girl out there with facial hair? No, I have to be equal. The man over there with the facial hair!
Oh, the man with facial hair! Oh, look at that!
Oh,
facial
he'll come hair.
You'll be next!
Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Glad to be here?
Yes.
Enjoying the podcast?
Yes, definitely.
Charming. Gary, what do you do for a living?
I'm a television director.
Television director? Very nice. Gary, we've got a fledging TV career. You got any jobs?
Not at the moment. I'd like a job myself.
Well, hey, look, why don't we option this as a TV show? Good idea.
Yeah. I'm up for that, definitely, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right, okay. All right. I say, Dom, you're playing against Gary for this one. Yeah. Yes, it's called Pissy Mouth. What we've got here is a pint of water in front of you. Hold that, Gary. Hold that, Dom. You're going to get as much water in your mouth as possible. Then you're going to basically kind of piss it out your mouth into the bucket. We're going to time this, Jim. You got the timer? So whoever can piss the longest stream of water into the bucket for the longest time will be the winner.
Of how much,
Jim? Put your hand in the fishbowl. Let's see how much we're playing for here. Right, this is what you could win, Gary, or we could keep. It's our fee. My life, that is a handful, Jim. Right, count it up, Jim. What we got?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. £35.
£35! Okay, Gary, you're going first.
It must be a continuous stream with no stopgaps. Nope. Nice, thin, clear stream.
Okay, so get that water in your mouth as much as you can, as much as you can possibly hold. 3, 2, 1, pissy mouth. It's very good. This is a long stream. Oh, and he stopped! I thought that was going to go on a lot longer, Gary, but that was a very nice stream you had there. How many seconds was that, Jim?
It's 9 seconds, 90.
Nine seconds to beat.
I love, in all the times we've been doing this show, I love the audience just shouting at them with advice, which was, Gary, slow it down.
Well done, Gary. Right, over to Dom. We need it a bit longer than that, so here we go. Yeah, I'll hold that. Fill your mouth up. Okay, there we go. Right, and are you ready? Okay, Jim, make sure you've got Gary's time in your head. It's Dom's turn. No, he's already spitting it out. Not yet, Dom. Are you ready, Dom? 3, 2, 1, pissy mouth. Oh, look at that. That's a good stream. That's a healthy. Oh, it's crossing. Here he goes. That's it. Lovely. Lovely. There he goes. He's still going. This is long. Well, I think we all know. Stop. Stop the clock. Okay, I think we know the answer. You've got both times, Jim. Tell us, who was the winner? What were the times?
Contestant number one was Gary.
Is this your, like, game show host voice?
9 seconds, 90.
9 seconds, 90. Did Dom beat it? Did Dom get more than 9 seconds, 90?
Contestant
Let's find
number
out.
Two.
Yes.
A.K.A. Dom. 16 seconds. 20.
Dick and Dom keep their money. £35 goes back into the fishbowl. But thank you very much, Gary. Well done. Oh, look, did you hear that? It's time for another quick fire fiver. Let me get the question. Okay, I'm getting £5 out of the fishbowl for the quick fire fiver coming into the audience. Right, here we go. Oh, there you are. Okay, hello, sir. What's your name?
It's Declan.
All right, Declan, true or false? Jim lost his head boyhood for exposing his bottom on a school bus.
Well, that's got to be false.
Got to be false. Jim? Yeah.
Jim, is that true or is it false?
That was true.
Oh! We keep our £5. Thank you.
Wait. Jim, elaborate more. Was it just you on your own?
It was a school trip and it was rubbish. And I moonied along with 16 other people. I think we broke a world record, but it was never clarified.
And what did Mother Wood say about this? Mother Jim Wood?
She was deeply proud.
I'm sure.
She had just bought her dress to wear at speech day, which was a very special item. She had to give it back to the shop.
Yeah, marvellous.
Terrible. But anyway, you weren't expelled, but we did all soon leave the school after that. Jim and two of his brothers as well. We all left the school.
Lovely.
Which is terrible. And
well,
that's the end of the story.
Us. Yeah, marvellous. Yeah. Right. Time for the final game, which is called...
Cash Grab.
Yes, cash grab for the very last time. We're going to get all the money out of the fishbowl, put it on the floor down here, and me and an audience member will be playing to pick it all up. Jim, who's going to be playing with
Surely
me?
Surely at this stage of the evening, like, someone's got a volunteer. Like, there's someone, the lady there, that's got a hand right up in
here. Oh, here she comes.
Yeah, so enthusiastic.
She's so happy. Welcome.
Come up here, let's play cash grab.
Hello, welcome to Cash from Chaos.
Okay.
The excitement.
So go and stand there. Okay, now welcome to Cash from Chaos. What's your name?
Molly.
This is Molly. Everyone say, hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Now, Molly, in a moment, all that money is going to be spread all over this area, which is known as...
The Cash Zone.
The Cash Zone. That's right. It's the Cash Zone. That is the remainder of the money that is left. Currently, that money belongs to myself and my presenting partner, Richard McCourt. We don't want to give that away. In a moment, 15 seconds will start. In that 15 seconds, you have to pick up as much of that money as you possibly can, wearing... an oven mitt. So there we are. Now, there are no rules at all. You can play as mean and as dirty as you want. Rich, what? Molly, hit the cash zone. Oh, God, it started. Come on. Quick, come on, pick it up. Oh, no. She's wrestled it to the floor. Proper rugby tackle. She's picking loads up. She's getting more than Dick. Stop, what you think? Stop it. Stop fighting.
Man, she's okay. A rowdy one. That was a proper fight going on now.
I'm over here. Stand there. So let's find out what the status quo is. So, Rich, would you count out how much you picked up with your oven mitt off the floor of the cash stone?
5, 10, 15, 20. 25 quid!
25 quid. Hang on. That's ours at the moment.
£12.50 each, mate.
Okay, Molly, how much money have you got from the cash stone?
She's done all right, hasn't
she? 5, 10, 15, 20. 25, 30, 35, 40.
Ooh. Now, at this point, I've got to let you know, you can either take your 40 quid now, sit back with Brian, be happy, you've got 40 quid in your pocket, you've got that banked right now. You could be happy with 40 quid. Or you could gamble by the toss of a coin. If you win the gamble, then you will win your money. You'll win Rich's money and all the rest of the money left in the cash zone.
Which is a total of...
£128. But if you lose the toss, we keep everything and you get nothing.
What should she do? Gamble or stick?
I'm going to gamble.
She's going to gamble. Okay, come over here. Come over here. Stand next to Rich. Jim, come forward. You got a coin.
Mate, we actually do need this money.
Yes, we do.
We've lost a lot of money during this podcast
series. Yes, we have.
Series. We've actually minused our fee during
Molly,
this series.
Molly, head or tails?
Come on, fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed.
Tails.
She's gone.
Molly's going for that. If it's tails, you win your money. You win our money. And you win all the money on the floor. Jim, flip it. Put your foot over it as soon as it's landed.
128 quid.
Okay.
Come on. £64 each.
Remind us, what did you go for?
Tails.
Okay. Really,
if it's heads, we win.
I really need this money.
If it's
mate.
Tails, we lose.
Well, my overdraft is huge.
Jim,
this will pay
is
a bit
it
of it off.
Heads or is it tails?
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Dickheads.
Yeah! Come on! Dick and Dom win! 128 quid! Get in!
Yes!
I'm
Molly.
On the table, man! Oh, you won!
That's my money! Cheers, Molly! Look at that, you go back with absolutely nothing, but we get to keep 40 quid. We get your money, we get all the money off the floor, and that's the end of the show.
Oh, thanks so much for coming to watch. Thanks for listening. Yes, it's been the very last episode of Cash from Chaos.
Thank you very much to all of our guests throughout the whole of the series, but especially to my brother, Jim Wood.
And Tim, yes.
And
not
Jim
forgetting
Wood.
A massive thank you to Rubber Chicken. See you soon. Goodbye.
Cash from Chaos. Cash from Chaos.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.